Well, hello everybody out there, including aliens, if you've landed and amongst us. Well, it's another Friday night here, and that means it's a beer night. And I always remember way back when I took my first sip of beer, and God, I coughed and gagged, and I goddamn well hated it. But look at me now. Why is beer so good to men? Well, that'd be another video, I guess. But right now, I'm going to talk about DNA. Yeah, I know I talked about it before, but it's kind of waned a bit again. And like I said before, I believe there should be a DNA test done every time there's a baby born. Because really, at the moment, all the feminine has to say, oh, it was him. And that's good enough. But I have no idea why. Because as we know, as real men, femons cannot be trusted and are very deceitful. And maybe the guys don't want to get a DNA test done in case it shows them something they don't want to know, maybe. But the government crushes it anywhere it comes about, doesn't it? Why is that? Because the government knows there's many men out there that are paying for children that aren't theirs. But the man doesn't know it. The femon has a fair idea, though, I betcha. But if there was a DNA test done and found out not to be his children or one of his children, who's going to pay for it? Well, it's going to be the government, isn't it? That's why they don't want to push it at all. They want to crush it. So any men out there, I would say get a DNA test done. Why not? Because you're taking the word of a femon that we know are born liars. Well, at least most of them are anyway. If they don't lie at first, they certainly learn how to do it very quickly. So there was a story in the paper, I'll put a link to it down below, about a femon and her ex put a tracker on her car or something. He bought it off of eBay and it was called a wife tracker. I like the name. And she was so gobsmacked that anybody would do that to somebody else, really. Sure. And of course it all goes to say, oh, the man is a controlling man and that's why and everything. What a crock of shit, eh? If anybody's controlling, it's the femon, for sure. Obviously, the man doesn't trust her. I wonder why. And he wants to find out what she really is doing or where she's going. But the femons don't like that because then they can't screw around, can they? Man, they're gobsmacked that anybody would do that, sure. Femons used to phone up the pub and the clubs for guys, didn't they? At least I remember that. They used to actually go to the clubs to see where their man was. They used to follow him around in a car, too, if I remember correctly. But that's okay, because it's them. But you won't believe what femons really get up to. They're far worse than men ever were, and always have been. And the trouble is, you can't talk to a femon and she'll tell you the truth. She'll lie until the cows come home, unless you have ironclad proof. And then most likely it won't be her fault, it will be somebody else's, probably a man's. But I thought it was funny that they named them the wife tracker. I thought that was pretty hilarious. But femons are all virtual signalers. And as I've said before, don't listen to what's coming out of their mouth. Just watch what they do. Because what comes out of their mouth, they're absolutely a fantastic, loving, caring, beautiful person. Until you watch what they do and where they go. And I'm not kidding at the femons at all, I'm just saying it the way it is. So there's another story I'm going to put a link to. It's about a German femon reporter who was reporting on a flood. And just before she did some reporting, she covered herself in some mud, pretending she was sort of maybe helping or something. In other words, she was faking it. She was virtual signaling that she was a better person than what she really was. So they suspended her, I guess. But there's loads of femon virtual signalers yelling and screaming and saying they're great and doing this and doing that all over the media, isn't there? But like I say, take a look at them. What are they actually doing? What have they actually done? What are they actually going to do? Probably nothing. Just more virtual signaling, I guess. Well, they might dress up in a bikini or take their top off. They're good at that. That's something they actually really do a lot of lately. But anything else? Not much. Oh, and by the way, femons haven't just become virtual signalers. They've always been that. Just the word's kind of trending now. They've always been kind of lazy people, really. But once again, not all of them, but the good majority of them are. But they can talk a good job. And I can see in the media they keep on punching at femons are the greatest thing since chalk and cheese. and men are shamed any time they can? Do they actually believe that we believe them because they've shown it to us again and again? You can't change facts. I live in the reality world. And saying something is so doesn't make it so, does it? And I just want to say that no alcohol was used in the making of this video. But I can't really say for the next one, for sure. Well, there's one good thing, I suppose. Many, many years ago, you had to get Playboy or something like Girly Book to get pictures of Femon stripping off. Well, there's all stripping off everywhere on the videos now, so it doesn't really make much odds. And let's not forget the underboob. Oh, that's an exciting picture. But it does show you what the Femon is really all about, doesn't it? It's been very, very warm here for the last 5 days, and humid as well. But there's going to be a storm tonight, so I think that might just break it. But it doesn't really matter, because I've got my beer and some Cheetos. And sometimes, that's all a man really needs. Catch you on the flip side, guys.